Hey, Chris Johnson here, and guess what? It's Mother's Day. I don't give too much of a shit about Mother's Day, if I'm being honest. I just think it's a weird fucking day. I don't remember any time in my history caring about, like, Mother's Day or Father's Day. Well, fuck, I've never cared about Father's Day, because my dad's a piece of shit. So that was never fucking anything. Mother's Day might have been something when I was younger. Listen, Mom needed to go to the fucking doctors a couple times over the past few months. She called my ass, I fucking took her. I don't need to do anything extra on some fucking random Sunday in May. That is a fucking greeting card Hallmark holiday. I'm not gonna fucking give in to the man and buy any fucking cards or shit. And I think the best part about that is she fucking knows it. She fucking knows. She knows what a fucking misanthrope I am. It's enough. I've just been kind of drifting along over the last week and a half of being unemployed. I had to take care of like a whole bunch of like employment shit. I had to like send my laptop back to the fucking old job. My severance was fucking dependent on that, so I had to get that done. I had to sign a bunch of papers and read a bunch of fucking paperwork and shit. I took care of that. They're not going to dispute unemployment, so I should really sign up for that too, because I don't fucking know, like, really how any of that works. But then I opened up the pack and it was 96 pages, and I know I got all the time in the fucking world, but I was like, I ain't read no fucking 96 pages right now. I just don't have the fucking energy to do it. This is a very strange time in my world. The closest thing that I can compare it to is when I graduated from college way back in 2006. And if you're doing the math, like 2006, does that mean you graduated high school in 2002? No, it took me 6 years to get through college because I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know what I'm doing. I graduated high school in 2000, goddammit. But I got a couple college degrees, a two-year degree and a four-year degree. And neither one of them means shit. Although I do not regret going to college. I probably should regret it because of the fucking financial aspect of it. I guess I'm glad I went because I learned a lot of shit. I met a lot of people and I don't want to like give up those like experiences. But if there's a way I could have gotten the experiences and the fucking knowledge and saved all that fucking money and then realized like, hey, motherfucker, you're going to graduate and you're going to get a shit minimum wage ass job in fucking radio and just drift along your entire fucking life, maybe I would have rethought some shit. But even so, I feel pretty fucking close to the way I felt after that 2006 graduation. It was a fucking scary time. Because you're like, Jesus fucking Christ, like, I'm not going to fucking school anymore. Like, I'm fucking, I gotta go home. I live in my fucking parents' basement. I have no fucking job. I have no fucking prospects. What in the fuck am I gonna do? The only difference is, like, then I had hope. 41-year-old Chris Johnson's got no hope. He knows. He knows that the world is fucked. Actually, if I'm being honest, I didn't really have a lot of hope as a fucking 22-year-old or however fucking old I was when I graduated, 23. I didn't have a lot of hope then either because I had less fucking money. I was in debt up to my balls then. All the fucking college loans. At least now, 41-year-old me has all that shit paid off. But I'm also fucking 41. 41's a lot less fucking marketable than fucking 23. Although, is it really? Is it really? I don't know. Because I feel like people looked at me at 23 and was like, this fucking idiot doesn't know anything. He was working at a fucking dining hall last month. I remember when I graduated college, it was like overwhelming, right? I have a tough time dealing with certain things, like big life-altering things. Sometimes I just need to like fucking stop and take a fucking breath. That's basically how I've handled the last week and a half since I lost my job here. Like, I spent the first few days just fucking sleeping, and then I, you know, started fucking doing some shit around the house because when I was going through it, like the last week of work, I wasn't doing anything around here. So like getting back in the swing of things, and then finally I started like, okay, let's update the resume, do all this shit. But like when I was fucking graduating, like I didn't have any of that shit planned out. Like I had a resume. Was it good? I don't fucking know. The fucking people who reviewed that shit are just idiot college kids. They're like, oh, this looks good. I'm like, dude, you don't know shit. You're me, but you're just working this fucking building as an intern or something. I don't know. But my plan was when I graduated college, I was like, look, I know I gotta look for a fucking job. I'm gonna just take like a week or two just to fucking decompress before I fucking jump into everything. Give myself some fucking time. But my dad, who's a dumb fucking asshole, just refused to fucking listen to me. And every fucking day, he would be like, what are you doing? You gotta have a fucking job. You can't just stay here. I mean, you gotta figure something out. I mean, are you figuring something out? You're applying, you're looking around. And every day I'd be like, dude, just give me a couple days. Let me fucking just take a break for a second. And then I'll fucking take care of it. And then the next fucking day, same fucking conversation. What are you gonna be doing? Dude, would you shut the fuck up, you stupid fucking asshole? Dude, this motherfucker never listened to a fucking word I said. Didn't have any fucking respect for me or like what I was going through or how I fucking deal with things. I'm gonna fucking do it. You think I don't wanna live with your fucking ass without a fucking job for the rest of my life, you piece of shit? I don't wanna fucking be here now. If I had any other fucking place to be, I wouldn't be here right fucking now. And in fucking hindsight, I'm glad I fucking did that because I didn't have any other fucking break from that point until fucking now. The only time fucking Americans get any kind of a fucking break is if they decide, fuck, I'm gonna blow all my fucking vacation time and just sit around for two fucking weeks or go on like a fucking trip, or they get fucking fired or lose a job. That's it. These are the only fucking breaks we get as fucking Americans because their system sucks. So I don't regret doing that. And guess what? I got a fucking job in radio after that anyway. I looked around, I fucking applied, and I got a fucking job. I hope the same fucking thing happens this time. The good news is I don't have some fucking douchebag asshole who doesn't know shit about shit up my fucking ass about it. But I keep fucking thinking about it. I was just playing video games the other day, just to fucking space out, take a fucking break. And I just kept hearing his dumb fucking voice. What are you doing? You can't keep doing this. What are you doing? Bro, would you leave me the fuck alone? In hindsight, I wish I had the fucking courage to just tell him to go fuck himself then. I don't like looking back and thinking like, fuck, I wish I was fucking stronger. But a lot of fucking aspects of my life, I look back and think, motherfucker, I wish I was fucking stronger. Hey, you got a fucking job for me where I can just sit on my ass and do nothing that's fucking calm? Hit me up. I'm available. I'm available for pretty much anything, but I still probably don't want to hang out with you. Just being honest here, I'm keeping it a buck. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode come out. I'm on Apple Podcast and Spotify and Pandora and iHeartRadio and any fucking major podcasting site that you want. I'm also on Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I am on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hates You. I am on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes. Maybe 5 motherfucking minutes. And I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline for you as well.